Genesis 50. Then Joseph fell upon his father's face, wept over him, and kissed him. And Joseph directed the physicians in his service to embalm his father Israel. So they embalmed him, taking the 40 days required to complete the embalming. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. When the days of mourning had passed, Joseph said to Pharaoh's court, "If I have found favor in your eyes, please tell Pharaoh that my father made me swear an oath when he said, 'I am about to die. You must bury me in the tomb that I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now let me go and bury my father and then return.'" Pharaoh replied, "Go up and bury your father as he made you swear to do." Then Joseph went to bury his father, and all the servants of Pharaoh accompanied him, the elders of Pharaoh's household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, along with all of Joseph's household and his brothers and his father's household. Only their children and flocks and herds were left in Goshen. Chariots and horsemen alike went up with him, and it was an exceedingly large procession. When they reached the threshing floor of Atad, which is across the Jordan, they lamented and wailed loudly, and Joseph mourned for his father 7 days. When the Canaanites of the land saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, "This is a solemn ceremony of mourning by the Egyptians." Thus the place across the Jordan is called Abel Mizraim. So Jacob's sons did as he had charged them. They carried him to the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field near Mamre, which Abraham had purchased from Ephron the Hittite as a burial site. After Joseph had buried his father, he returned to Egypt with his brothers, and all who had gone with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge? Then he will surely repay us for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Before he died, your father commanded, 'This is what you are to say to Joseph: I beg you, please forgive the transgression and sin of your brothers, for they did you wrong.' So now, Joseph, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers also came to him, bowed down before him, and said, "We are your slaves." But Joseph replied, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? As for you, what you intended against me for evil, God intended for good, in order to accomplish a day like this, to preserve the lives of many people. Therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." So Joseph reassured his brothers and spoke kindly to them. Now Joseph and his father's household remained in Egypt, and Joseph lived to the age of 110. He saw Ephraim's sons to the third generation, and indeed the sons of Machir, son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely visit you and bring you up from this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And Joseph made the sons of Israel take an oath and said, "God will surely attend to you, and then you must carry my bones up from this place." So Joseph died at the age of 110, and they embalmed his body and placed it in a coffin in Egypt.